Blog Talk Radio.
True.
She needs a little bit of affection to give her the love of mine. She wanna be loved, just wanna be loved. She wants to love.
You exemplify the essence of a queen, simplifying my stress while enterprising my dreams. Beautiful brown skin, ass switching when she walks in the room, swaying her hips to earth, stars and the moon. Everlasting mahogany, photography can't capture the purity of your beauty as it grows in maturity. Shackled by insecurity, but free from mother nature's euphoria. You raise sons and daughters both to be warriors. You reside in my kingdom through your power and strength. Inside a land where men and women grow a power defense. I watch you in motion, divinity. I wanna keep you close to your emotional energy. You are one of a kind, baby, something incredible. See your face every day, it's unforgettable. Kisses, lips, and everything is edible. The brown eyes now are just the gate to my soul. See, I'm usually in the driver, but you're taking control. It's cool.
The mother of a woman needs some attention from her. She needs a little bit of affection to give her the love of mine. She wanna be loved, just wanna be loved. She wants to love.
Mermaid Ariel, Hermes drink over that body, sexy caramel. You got me on this carousel cathartically, loving that sweet brown. Them kisses are fine, beauty of my present always in my mind. Fluorescent light shine, girl, you should be an essence, maybe ebony or jet, cause your body's something heavenly. Singing to the melody, and this is what they telling me. Everywhere we go, always sees a bunch of jealousy. Knew that I would choose you, knew that you had intrigue. Other girls were training wheels, but you were just a 10 speed, taking model portraits. Damn, girl, you're beautiful, amazing, captivating, and that all just follows gorgeous. Immaculate appearance, I know that God's design brought you right into my presence, so there's never interference. And the angels let us hear, baby, intervening path. So never fear the small drama in between the laughs. True.
The mother of a woman,
yeah,
needs some attention from her. She needs a little affection to give her.
Plan to fight the foretaste, so let me wind and dine you with candlelight and foreplay. It's time that I remind you, lay within your realm as I cultivate your brain. Don't let my past hinder you or alterate your brain. We can take the lead, baby, always alternating chains, cause control is not an issue, I can often take the blame. What is this, baby? It might be something I'm not used to. Love and abundance got a nigga feeling truthful. She like Lauryn Hill, I like Nas shit. She gotta love that DOA, I call it God shit. She likes some R&B, she listening to hard shit, but like to sit and cuddle whenever all of the cars flip. And that's why everything that she does next to me, baby, what's your name? Just for now, I'll call you Destiny, and you shall get the best of me. I'll give you the recipe, and I plan to be by your side until the death of me. True.
Everybody be strong.
Today is the first full day of summer, so hello to everyone. Thank you for joining me with Matters of the Heart, Culture Shock and a Tam Report. Thank you, those of you that are listening locally, nationally, and of course my international friends. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Remember, if you don't have a blogtalkradio.com listener profile, please create you one so you can interact within the blogtalkradio.com and especially network with me within Culture Shock Entertainment Report's chat room, okay? Right now, I'm not in the chat room. I will be in there in about 10 minutes. And also feel free to call at 714-409-0614. Today's Matters of the Heart. I love it when you all call and share your perspective regarding Matters of the Heart. Love, lust, dating, online dating, not dating, sex, not having sex, then celibate, abstaining from sex for whatever reasons, religious reasons, or just until you feel it's the right time. You know, just different topics from virginity on. It's just Wednesdays I use the day to talk about matters of the heart. And I guess I'm still on the body image topic that we've been talking about the past few weeks, but then we can talk about anything. A lot of our favorite celebrities have tied the knot. Some have untied the knot or pretty much have had some breakups, like the recent news, something that many of us have, those of us who really love Johnny Depp like I do, you know, I have no opinion or whatever makes he and his mother of his two children happy. I know we've been hearing rumors that he's not seeing someone else, but we had been before hearing that rumor. We have been hearing rumors that he and his love of 14 years had split, and so they have finally made that official that they have broken up. So he's now, I guess, on the market, but Bobby Brown is now off the market. Because he just recently wed this past Monday. I think I mentioned to you all about a month ago that he had made plans to wed his fiance, and he sure did soon after a New Edition concert. New Edition is scheduled to be in Jackson. I've known those guys literally 30 years, so I haven't been making plans to go to the anniversary. I'm not sure if I'm going to the anniversary or not. I might. I probably will, because it's been, I've known them literally since the tour began, their first tour, and they came to Jackson, and have always enjoyed us seeing new members of New Edition. And when I first met them, I used to like spend the time with their management and security also, because, you know, ever since I was a little girl, I always loved the music business. And so I started studying and learning things on my own regarding the music industry. So I used to love getting advice and talking with their management. Gerald Busby used to travel with them. I remember when I first met them, Gerald Busby was with them. And Jeff, I think, whom they still stay in contact with, was one of their security managers. And it goes on and on. I couldn't name more and more. But New Edition, I mean, that's amazing. They still have it. Just like the Rolling Stones, has been recent news that Rolling Stones plan on discontinuing touring next year. And that's just amazing. But they're, you know, stopping while they're still on top. It's just amazing. A lot of these performers and rockers still have it, you know. The Jacksons, it's just amazing that they're touring. I know they had to cancel some dates, but it's just amazing to see these icons just, you know, who still have it. New Kids on the Block, you know, and the Backstreet Boys had their major tour last year and so on. So it's just amazing. But, again, today is Matters of the Heart, feel free to call 714-409-0614. Congrats to the Miami Heat. Congrats. I sent King James a message yesterday via Facebook to call on the show Friday. You never know. Hopefully he will. I'm gonna follow up also. But I'm just rooting for the best team, the team that outperforms. Because I'm a long time Miami team lover, but then also I am a lover of the Thunder, like I talked about yesterday. So just whoever outperforms, outscores, and outplays, that's who I'm always rooting for at each game. You know, whoever is the best at that particular game. And so there's one more win for Miami, and then they will be crowned the 2012 NBA final champs. So that's just amazing. But then, because my prediction was that it would go to a game 7 and even go to overtime. So I don't know. Miami is making my prediction look like it might not be so right. So we'll see, because I don't know. But we'll be talking more sports on Friday. But happy birthday if today is your birthday. Today is a lot of my fave birthdays. Today is Nicole Kidman's birthday. Also, it is Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, Anne Murray's birthday, Olympia Dukakis, Danny Aiello, Johnny Mahoney of Frasier, Stephen Frears, the director, Bob Vila, the host of This Old House, Tina Sinatra, John Goodman, oh my God, he's awesome, he's 60, Michael Anthony of Van Halen, he's 58, John Taylor, today is his birthday of Duran Duran, did you all see them on Good Morning America on Monday? Awesome. Josh Lucas, 41, Dreamer Walker, actress of Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, she's 26, Christopher Mintz, Applause, how you pronounce that? Actor Superbad, he's 23. Lionel Richie is the big 6'3", and he looks so youthful. Look, he takes good care of himself. It's amazing that country album that he has, duets with different country bands. I don't have the album, I need to get that. But I love to see all the performances whenever they get on different shows. Also, today in history. In 1837, Queen Victoria ascended the British throne following the death of her uncle. I guess that King William the Fourth. 1863, West Virginia became the 35th state. And, wow. 1893, jury in New Bedford, Massachusetts found Lizzie Borden innocent of the ex-murders of her father and stepmother. Ooh. 1943, race-related rioting erupted in Detroit. In 1963, the United States and the Soviet Union signed an agreement to set up a hotline communication link between the two superpowers. 1967, Barsa Muhammad Ali was convicted in Houston to violate selective service laws by refusing to be drafted. The conviction was later overturned by the Supreme Court. And the movie Jaws was released in 1975. Oh, my God. Jaws is still hot and popping, huh? I remember that. My goodness. Da, da, da. 1994, someone who I hope will be a guest real soon in the near future, and also someone that I can interview for other articles and like Bleacher Report, which I keep saying I'm going to start back resuming my writing for Bleacher Report, and hopefully O.J. Simpson will be a guest on the show one day soon. O.J. Simpson pleaded innocent in Los Angeles to the killings of his ex-wife Nicole and her friend Ronald Goldman. That's in 1994, but my stance is he will be, we'll be talking sports and whatever really that he want to talk about, I guess, but, you know, I'm not an attorney, so we'll be talking legal stuff. 1999, he's in prison, so whatever he want to talk about, how he's being treated in prison or his experience in prison, but I guess his attorney probably might be part of the interview also, because there are some things that, you know, even personal things that he cannot talk about. Wow, I can't believe it's like 12 years since Andrea Yates drowned her 5 children, who ranged in age from 6 months to 7 years, in the bathtub of her home, and that was in Houston, right? That was so sad. That really was. And now her husband has remarried and have a whole other family, right? I think that's kind of weird, kind of crazy, too. Because obviously that woman was under a lot of stress from all those kids and needed some vacay time. You know, I think being stay-at-home moms and housewives and stuff, that is a job in itself. And so being a house, I'm not like taking sides on Dre Yates, but you have to look at the stress that some people go under. Being a housewife and being a stay-at-home mom and just working 24/7. You know, to me back then at that time, it looked like that woman needed some time, a breakaway. You know, really. But 2002, the U.S. Supreme Court declared that executing mentally retarded murderers was unconstitutionally cruel. We have a execution scheduled here in the state of Mississippi. It looks like the state of Mississippi has been executing, saying like every week or every other week recently. I might be mistaken, but we have been consistently executing convicts recently on a regular basis. In one while, it used to be years in between executions. Now it's only like 1 or 2 weeks. I know Texas and Florida execute on a regular basis like that, but wow. But these convicts have been accused of like horrific crimes. But I pretty much have always been like an anti-death penalty supporter. But some of these crimes are just horrific, where I just button my lips and be quiet. You know, honestly. Because this stuff is just crazy. In 2007, Sammy Sosa of the Texas Rangers became the fifth major leaguer to hit 600 career home runs. And in 2009, Neta Aga Sultan, 26, was gunned down during an election protest in Tehran. So that is what's happening in the AP News that is a part of the DallasNews.com newsletter. So, wow. But again, congrats to Miami Heat, and we have a lot of sports news because I'm looking at a lot of sports news right now. But that's going to be for Friday because we're talking romance. And also, congratulations to Matt and Camellia for their. I'm sure they're like almost like 2 weeks newlyweds now. That's a favorite couple of mine. Megan Good, she got married this past weekend. And I think that she and her new husband, they waited till they got married to have sex. So shout out to them for abstaining and practicing celibacy until they became husband and wife. And also Drew Barrymore, who is also with child, she also recently got married also. So those are like some of my faves. And I think Kim, I don't know if reports are telling the truth or not, but there's been reports that Kim and Kanye are making plans to cohabitate also. So whatever make people happy, to be honest, getting married, shacking up, or whatever, you know. I have nothing negative to say. What can I say? You know, really. And I had posted and tweeted some other like articles regarding just different things about relationships, but there's been so much going on. Awesome topics. This is June, the month of weddings, and that's a very popular wedding photographer here who does work all around the world, all around the nation. Emil Wilson. I'm going to invite him on the show to talk about his experience being a very successful wedding photographer and videographer. He and I was talking the other night in regards to engagements and weddings and so on. So I think it would be good for me to invite him on the show so we can talk about, I guess, the do's and don'ts of hiring the proper photographer, and also to talk about his business, the success of his business as a very, very successful wedding photographer and videographer. If you have that down, Peg, you pretty much have a lot of that taken care of, because it's important to catch that very important time in the images of that very happy moment in a proper way. I mean, sometimes when I'm watching Judge Alex, I'm just amazed at the people that take photographers and videographers to court over how lousy their videos wedding videos were filmed. You know, I mean, my goodness. And speaking of, you know, court shows, one reason why I was like talking about body image when watching divorce court, like how many times, and this is on the subject of body image, and I mentioned this to Belinda last week, and Shannon and I were talking after the show last week. I'm like talking about what we'll probably talk about today, what the subject matter would be today. And I'm like, I'm probably going to talk a little bit more about body image. I said, because I have noticed sometimes while we're talking about body image and self-perception of body image and how others perceive others, how often do I see couples go into court or divorce court because their spouse has body image change? Either on both sides, I see husbands and wives both say, well, she changed. Either he gained 50 pounds. That's why I want a divorce from him. Or he might say, well, she don't have her booty anymore. Now, I don't want her anymore because she's lost so much weight. She used to have a dunk-a-dunk. I'm just using examples, you know. And I just want to know how many of you have someone's body change or body image or your own perception of your own body image affected your relationship. You might think, well, my goodness, my body image is not right. He or she can get with someone, maybe fitter or better or blank, 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 or more hair or less hair or long hair or short hair or whatever. But that topic amazed me, and I think sometimes the judge can, like, convince them, well, maybe you all should – you may maybe do things to get back in shape, or and then sometimes when especially when the person says this person gained weight, and then they'll react to, well, you're always cooking big dinners and putting big dinners in front of me. What do I supposed to do? And then if I do not accept, then you're still offended. So there's like I've noticed, not that I watch them often, but I noticed that sometimes body image is a make or break situation regarding some relationships, even those that where people have said I do through thick and thin, you know. So that's a whole other thing dealing with body image, because as Belinda and I was talking about, like, the supportive side and the positive side when one's mate and loved one or spouse is supportive, but there's also when it can be a make or break issue, and then sometimes people can get with you and know that either you need to gain weight or lose weight or maybe need to do something, and then still be like, well, goodness, you don't have something to say. So, and I just found that interesting. A couple of years ago, I was in talks with divorce court to go on the divorce court. I love that show. But yeah, it's just amazing. I can't wait to be single. I know I mentioned it, but I can't wait to be legally single. I am romantically unattached. I know I don't talk about being abstaining from sex anymore, but I am still abstaining from sex. I did have a quickie with a friend. I don't regret it, but you know, I feel kind of different because, you know, I've been abstaining from sex for like three years next month. Other than the little necking I had done, like, back in the fall of 2009. But, you know. So some of you might say, well, what is she doing? But, no, I'm not romantically attached to anybody. I did have a quickie. The 3 years of being abstaining from sex had stopped. But I'm back on practicing sexual abstinence. I believe in being honest and upfront. You know, I'm not going to be a hypocrite because we're always sharing with one another. There's some things that are, you know, should be private and special, you know, but there are some things because of the topics that we discuss, I believe that I should be honest about, and it's just the honest to goodness truth to be honest. So I just wanted to share that a little bit because, you know, I do talk with people, and people do ask me a lot of questions privately and openly. So I just, you know, like to be on that, have the lines of communication open. You know, and then I also respect others' privacies, those that are within my world and within my life that don't particularly like to have certain subjects discussed online or especially on air. But you know I host a radio show, and you know I host a talk radio show. So, you know, But I do respect people's privacy and those that I interact with. But then, there's so much to talk about. I guess we'll talk about a lot of things on tomorrow also. Remember, we'll be also talking about my friend Tilly Curtis in London. We will be talking about her company, WoHo Films. I hope she can call us and talk with us for a few minutes to discuss her projects and to discuss her project promoting love called Wavebooks. But I'm looking at an article that was in Wall Street Journal, and it's talking about when people need space within their relationship. This is in yesterday's, because I don't have yet received my Wall Street Journal for today. I get it with my mail. But this is yesterday, and it's talking about when couples need space in their relationship. And I think a lot of people need space from one another. I mean, people in general need space from one another. But it headlines, and many of you know what I'm talking about. You need space in your relationship. Just don't say it that way. Because, you know, if you just say it that way, sometimes people can take things the wrong way. And they're like spotlighting this couple named Jessica and Rich Carr of Orton, Washington. And they need to schedule their time together and their time alone. Because, you know, really, some of us have our own things that we're into. So it's good to allow your significant other, your spouse, to enjoy time alone and enjoy things that they're into. You know, and that's not saying, taking anything away from you. And I think, really, I'm only 43 and been in a couple relationships, huh? I've been in some good romances. My two marriages might not work out. They were good at the beginning. But really, people, and then wisdom. But really, people do need their space. We all know that. We need space from other relatives and friends when you're around them too much and all the time. But I'm not going to read this whole article, but you all check it out, you know, either in print or on their website, WSJ.com. There was something right here about the writer of the article, Elizabeth Bernstein. She says that, I love asking happy, long-time married couples to tell me the secrets of their successful union. Over and over, I hear this answer, we give each other space. And she goes on to say that having enough space or privacy in a relationship is even more important to a couple's happiness than a good sex life. According to a recent unpublished analysis of data from an ongoing federally funded longitudinal study, and women tend to be more unhappy with the amount of space in their marriage than men. And then it mentions that Terry Orbuck, a psychologist, a research professor at the University of Michigan Institute for Social Research, has been studying 373 married couples for the past 25 years. When she asked participants if they said they had a time for self in the relationship, 25% said no. So, I'm not going to, this is a snippet of an article, but here are some tips that they shared in this article. Be specific. Say, I need the afternoon to myself. Simply saying I need space is confusion signal. Explain why more space makes you happy so your partner knows or her. Enjoy the space you take. Guilt defeats the purpose, says Barbara F. Oaken, counseling psychology professor at Northeastern University. Then there's no secrets. Tell your spouse what you did and with whom when you were away. And don't get carried away. Too much space weakens your connection. Don't forget to schedule couple time and family time, too. And that is important. Be honest and truthful because you don't want to be, no accusations or any suspicions to arise. I mean, really. So live streaming is about to discontinue, but you can contact the writer of this article. Her name is Elizabeth Bernstein, and she's at WSJ.com, and also she's on Facebook at eBernstein-W. But we have about 10, 15 more minutes of the episode. The live, oh my God, the live streaming has is continuing, so time really does fly by. So I still will be upgrading the show to a 2-hour format. so we can really have fun. Because I'm just not going into the chat room. I did not realize that the 30 minutes had just literally dissipated, like right now. I just can't believe it. So I am in the chat room. The show will continue about another 10, 15 minutes. But you all, I guess I had to involve a little bit of getting to know also in this, because I have been interacting with a lot of real life and on and offline friends. And, you know, people like answers to their questions. Ah, and there's my cousin Linda. I didn't know cousin Linda was online. So sometimes cousin Linda's not part of Wednesday's show, but thankfully we still have 10 to 15 more minutes. And I'm going into the chat room right now. See, what happened is my MyTouch, something is wrong with my MyTouch Android. So I'm like multitasking on my netbook, and I need another computer, so I can just be maneuvering with two computers, you know, my netbook and maybe another iPad or something. But really, my MyTouch is very helpful, but for some reason, I guess I have a lot of things I need to delete or something because it's acting kind of weird. So I have been referring to other information, and I have my switchboard up. Now I'm on my switchboard. I'm looking at my switchboard. I'm looking at my callers, and I'm going in the chat room. So that's what has been happening. But when MyTouch, my office and my palm is working, I'm looking at the switchboard in the chat room, plus answering emails and interacting on Facebook and Twitter, you know, honestly. So Cousin Lynn is online, so we should have about 13 minutes of broadcast. And I'm trying to think. I want to send my prayers out also to a dear friend of mine. My mom and I are friends with the Doug Anderson family. And, you know, you all should definitely network and check out our news media more. WLBT, WJTV, 16 WAPT News, Fox News, Clarinet, Jason Free Press, different periodicals here. Because, I'm always nosy within you all's communities. I know things that be going on. Networking with a lot of you, and then also checking out what's going on within your media world. But the 16 has reported that, you know, people are concerned about supervisor Doug Anderson's health. He had a stroke last summer, and he's slowly recovering. And so they've been voting regarding Kenny Stokes, who's a new supervisor, whose wife is like in the month of this new election, but she's trying to stop the new election, you know, regarding Ward 2, because she replaced her, Kenny Stokes' wife replaced him in the city hall, but he's now has kind of supervisor. So there's some controversy going on regarding a swing vote in regards to us getting a new Hinds County jail, because the jail is just terrible. And So some people are saying that he will trying to accuse Kenny Stokes of, I guess, manipulating Doug Anderson. But Mr. Doug Anderson, he is a powerhouse. I mean, he definitely does make his own opinions. And so his daughter, Jackie, contacted 16 and told them that her dad is his own person and that he is recovering from from having a stroke and his diabetes and so on. But I just wanted to send prayers out to the Doug Anderson family and to his daughters and his wife and his grandchildren, Denise. My mother, after she had retired, she kept kids in home daycare for many, many years. And she took care of one of his granddaughters, one of Denise's daughters. And so we're friends with their family. And Denise works at City Hall. I guess she still works. She's still at City Hall. And whenever I go to a City Hall meeting, I see her. But I just want to send prayers out to Doug Anderson, and we pray for Mr. Anderson, Politician Anderson, to get well very, very soon, because obviously he still can do his job. He's just going through rehab and healing. But that has been all in the news, so I just want to publicly send prayers out because some of you might not have known. I don't think Mom and I knew that he had had a stroke. And so apparently he had a stroke last summer, you know. So I'm going to go ahead. I just want to send those prayers out to him and go ahead and chime out with Cousin Linda. Talked to Rich Roughneck on Facebook earlier this morning, so I guess he had a big part of the show Friday. I'm not sure. Like I said, I did invite LeBron James. I'm going to follow up with that. So I don't know. He might be a champ. I hope he calls. You never know. I was one of those that was trying to get him to play for the Mavericks. So if he tells you, even if you ask him what Mavericks fan was like in your top 10 that was trying to get you to join the Mavs, he's going to say Beth in Jackson, Mississippi. Beth in Jackson, Mississippi wanted me to choose Dallas. You know, so, yeah, but happy for him. Happy that they're doing good, though, Miami Heat, because I do like Miami Heat. I mean, Dwayne Wade, he's one of my faves that I love networking with. I've been networking with him a lot recently, but that's just an awesome team. Chris Bosh, I'm a fan of his coach and everything. But, you know, the Mavs will be, redeem themselves and come back strong next year. And the Hornets, you guys look out. You guys look out because the Hoodat Nation has expanded to the Hornet Nation, and it's on and popping. But it's time to talk to my cousin Linda because we're supposed to be talking about love and romance, and here I am talking about the love of sports. Hi, Cousin Linda. Lynn.
Good morning, Cousin Bethany. Good morning, listeners and bloggers and chat roomers.
How are you?
Just fine and sleepy. How are you?
Fine. You're not sleepy.
Oh. I woke up around 5:34 or 5 or something. I was like, oh, Lord, let me see if I can run in there and see what's going on Affairs on the Heart. You're right, I normally don't call because I don't feel like I have any expertise or anything to say in that area. But you forgot to mention Bobby Brown got married and Bobby Christina didn't attend the wedding in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned he got married, but I didn't mention the no-show.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. I apologize.
But,
I saw where Bobby Christina was
right.
With her man.
You're right. I didn't mention that part, and that's the juicy part right there. Now, why didn't she attend?
She was in New York with her male friend. They say working on a TV reality show.
Yeah, you're talking about Whitney's adopted son.
Yes, her brother slash whatever.
Yeah, that sounds so weird, doesn't it? I know they're not blood, but that's her brother. He was adopted by Whitney. That's her brother.
Technically, her brother. Yeah. I guess love don't care who falls in it.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Because I'm like, they were like, well, Robert Christina was not at the wedding. So, she's working on her reality show. And you know Dionne Warwick is supposed to be at that reality show. She's going to be a part of that.
No, I didn't know that. I thought she was touring or something. I guess she can take time off and make appearances on the reality show.
Yeah, it's Grandmama, Sissy Houston, and some of the other members, like family members that I guess we're not familiar with. And I guess the brother and his wife, was she Whitney's manager?
Yes, during the funeral when they were doing all those interviews, it showed that she was the manager at the time of Whitney's death.
Yeah, so I guess they'll be a part of that reality show. Do we know the name of it? I think it's going to be the Bronco Houston.
I didn't see the name of it. I know I won't ever watch it.
Because I was just shocked, and I hear that Bobby Brown is against it.
I guess after he and Whitney did their reality show, number one, I don't watch reality shows because I just have other things, other interests that I like to watch. But I guess, I just don't know what there is. Well, I guess since it's going to be about Bobby Christina and her thing, because, Oprah offered her $1 million job and everything, but I just couldn't imagine what could they do, an entire 30 minutes or an hour.
Well, I love Ben Bobby Brown. I guess Ben Bobby Brown was one of the first, like, celebrity reality shows that I started watching. I pretty much watch, like, industry-based reality shows, and everybody know I love Bravo. I used to like WeTV reality shows, and I'm like you. I mean, I have selected reality shows that I watch, and you and I talk about on Facebook. There are some reality shows I just cannot watch. You know, I like reality shows that are based on, like, fashion and business. Like Jeff Lewis, I love his the interior decorator that used to flip houses. And, like, Million Dollar Listing. These are, like, guys that are in real estate, on, like, high-end real estate. I like watching those type of reality shows. But,
yeah, I
like
stuff like that.
Yeah, but, like, basketball-wise, back to what you were talking about yesterday.
Yeah,
oh,
I
man,
can't stand that
jokering.
I mean,
I'm not saying anything against you ladies, because a lot of them listen to the show, to be honest. But I don't understand that, being so pretty and then living such an upscale life. I'm like, how in the heck? Why are you acting like this?
Yeah, I think the shows are more scripted than the viewers are let in on, because you can't be that angry, and I just can't imagine anybody that I dislike that much.
Exactly.
Where, you know, I'm ready to cut your throat and pull your hair out and call your names. And I mean, I can enjoy reality shows that are civilized, because I don't know if you call them reality shows, like HGTV with House Hunters and House Hunters International.
I love HGTV. I love it. What's that show, Million Dollar Room?
Yeah, and selling L.A. and selling New York, selling London. I love stuff like that.
Like Selling New York, I love. I haven't seen Selling New York. I mean, Selling
London.
Oh,
it's fabulous.
I love it. I love Selling New York.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen Selling London. I think that is interesting.
It's new, yeah. I think they've only had about 2 or 3 episodes, but I really enjoyed those because, you know, London is one of our favorite cities. And, yeah, and it's just nice to look at those fabulous homes, I guess they call them.
Wow. Now, tomorrow I'm talking about an online friend of mine, business, Woho Femmes. She lives in London, and hopefully she can call for a few minutes. But she's an actress and has a film company, and she lives in London, but she's like you. I never know where she is because she travels a lot.
you'll never guess who called me last night. My hairdresser, Clarence. He's back in the States. I thought he was here to stay, but he said he's leaving Tuesday, going to Guatemala again. He's just so in love with Guatemala and wants me to move down there. He was saying how cheaply one can live in Guatemala.
Oh! So his location, did he disclose his location?
Something called Shala. Or Chamla, something. Yeah, he told me, but I'd never heard of it and didn't write it down because I certainly don't remember. But, yeah, he just went on and on. He was saying how inexpensive the housing is, the food, and how delicious the food is. And he said it's, you know, going on wintertime down there now, which is cool. I think he said like in the 70s during the day and 50s at night, so... He took a little break from Guatemala and came home. He said he got here Friday, and he's going back down there Tuesday.
Okay, so he is there. Is he there?
He's in Dallas right now, but he's going back to Guatemala Tuesday.
Okay, so you will get a little quality time with him before he leaves.
Supposedly. We're supposed to have lunch one day this week.
That's right, because he owes that to you.
He does. And owes me my coffee he was supposed to bring me from Peru.
Uh-huh. Hello, Clarence. Shout out to Clarence. Glad to hear you're back. Mm-hmm. You all
he's
on. Linda. That's her longtime hairdresser and travel partner. So he's back a little bit. He told you what?
He was in Peru, you know, and was supposed to bring my coffee because I paid him to bring me some coffee back from Peru. Uh-huh. And he claims he's going to give it. He didn't give it to me before he left. I said, well, you could have shipped it to me. But he promises I'm going to get my.